This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Hour number three of our program tonight. Free Talk Live does 3 hours of live radio pretty much every night of the year. And this is open phones radio. This is something that isn't really big in the market anymore. The idea that you could call in with a topic that's interesting to you, not necessarily what the hosts are talking about. You can't do that on a lot of radio programs, and Free Talk Live, you've been able to do that since day one, and we happily continue that tradition because we find your topics interesting. The we I refer to is myself, Chris.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been, as always, kind of all over the map. We talked a lot about Trump's plan. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we've been on one story.
We have talked about different...
We've talked about various aspects of that.
Yes.
True.
I'm calling it. It's not all over the map.
Now, is all over the map bigger or smaller than all over the board? Because I would think all over the board would be like
right.
A small thing.
And I think we've
all
been
over the map much larger.
We have been all over the board on this story.
Okay.
We've talked, but I'm just trying to make excuses. To make it sound like we didn't get stuck on one topic all night, but it's an interesting topic.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. I mean, even though Free Talk Live has the ability to talk about anything, and we do have open phones all night. Sometimes it's rare, but sometimes we'll talk for 3 hours about one topic. Very rarely, but it has happened.
Yes.
In this case, we did too. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and this case is interesting because
it has legs, as they say.
Yeah, we want to talk about the legality of, you know, whether, you know, somebody can actually ban a menthol cigarette or menthol vapes or fruit flavored vapes or whatever.
Oh, it's legal. That doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
Well, the thing is, it's not legal because the Constitution does not authorize it.
Well, that's your interpretation.
And, well, it is my interpretation, but it's what the words on the page say.
And
that's what people agreed to. Nobody agreed to some random interpretation of the Constitution in 2019. They agreed to what they thought it meant when they signed it.
And the idea behind it was...
And I didn't agree to anything.
Well, right, I didn't either.
What's legal is what the men and women in robes in the Supreme Court say is legal. That's it. It's an opinion backed by guns. That's what law is.
And even them doing that, originally, that wasn't in the Constitution. The idea that the Supreme Court would decide what is constitutional law-wise and isn't constitutional, that wasn't in the Constitution. The Supreme Court decided that in Marbury v. Madison and granted themselves the right to be the sole arbitrator of constitutionality.
Yeah, and basically that makes them the skyhook of the entire thing. And when I say skyhook, there's a old story about a pilot who's almost out of gas, and he's circling an airport, and they ask him to circle for another half hour, but he doesn't have the gas, and he says, "Well, this aircraft is not equipped with a skyhook. I can't just hang it up here."
Nobody comes up with some interesting things like that.
Yeah, nobody knows a lot of things.
Nobody does know a lot of things. But I know
strange things that are absolutely useless most of the time. But
I know something Ian knows something about, and that's, well, two things, cryptocurrency and free money, more money, more money, more money. tell me about Stellar, because you tipped me off to something that got me $20 in Stellar.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not the right person to ask
Stellar Return
about Stellar specifically. I think nobody probably knows a lot more about Stellar. He's done some detailed research into it, and he could probably much better explain what it is, and we should do that. But it is one of the top cryptocurrencies on the planet right now, according to CoinMarketCap.com. It's currently ranked, actually, it's dropped out of the top 10. It was in the top 10 for a good amount of time this year, I think. It is currently at number 12 with a, let's see, market cap of over $1.1 billion. And but that's not what's noteworthy about Stellar. There's what got it into the news this week is they're teaming up with an organization called Keybase to do a massive, what they call airdrop in the world of cryptocurrency, meaning they're just giving away a bunch of their, what they call Stellar Lumens, which is their crypto, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving them away to people who
they
are using...
They should call it an air illumination.
Yeah, they're doing it to people who have the Keybase program, which... And how to describe what Keybase is... My God,
yep.
That was loud. I don't know. I hope our ISDN line's okay. It looks okay. So... Going on.
Yeah, Keybase is an interesting program. Hold it.
Let's switch it. Just go ahead. The ISDN is not working correctly.
There we go.
That sounded very glitchy.
Yeah, Keybase is kind of a cool app. So Keybase, you can sign up for a Keybase account, and it will, when you set it up with a username and a password, it will encrypt a set of keys for you so that you can prove. What they then ask you to do is prove that you are who you are, and you can prove your identity in a couple different ways. You could hook it up to my Twitter account, and they will trust me because I'm a member of Twitter. But what's more important is I can set these keys to all sorts of different things. I can reference my personal email. If I run a website, I can put some of their code in my website so that they can verify me that way.
You can upload your PGP key so that people can download it and know that you're really you.
Right. If you've had PGP key for a long time, that's one way. And then it allows you to use their built-in...
Wait. Anybody can copy your public PGP key. That doesn't prove that you are who you say you are.
Well, it doesn't prove that you are who you say you are, but if somebody goes to Keybase and they see that Rich Freeman Paul at Facebook is attached to this Keybase account and that Elect Nobody at Twitter is attached to this Keybase account, then they can download the PGP key, the PGP public key from Keybase for the same account, and they know that PGP key belongs to
the same
Rich
person.
Freeman Paul at Facebook.
Correct.
And to Elect Nobody at Twitter.
So that's the important point about Keybase, is you have multiple points of identity that are all tied in together, and the more of these points that you can verify are yours, so Twitter, Facebook, website, there's other things on there, Mastodon, then you can feel pretty certain that the person you're dealing with is actually who they say they are.
Right.
That solves a very important problem, because key exchange is a huge vulnerability in cryptography. Key exchange would be, key exchange vulnerability would be, say, a man-in-the-middle attack. Let's say that the FBI is monitoring us very closely, and they hear me say to you on the phone, I'm going to text you my payment address, and send the crypto there. Well, they tell the phone company, okay, well, don't let that text message go through. And they send a different address.
To their address.
Then that's called a man-in-the-middle attack.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you send the crypto, but you send it to them. And they may... Why they may want to do that, it may be they just want to disrupt the operation, whatever it is you and I are doing. Well, if I don't get the money to finance it, the operation's over.
Yeah, and that's the point, is you can come up with, if I've got 50 different indicators that this account belongs to you, I can feel pretty assured that it is indeed you. And, of course, I can talk to you every Thursday, too. That works, too. 855.
But if you can't see the person in real life, then you can't be sure.
Exactly. And with so much of our lives online, it makes it more difficult to know who you're talking to. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My skin's a little better and a little more energy. It's all around. It's pretty good stuff. I mean, I'm very skeptical about things. And when I do get something, it better be good or else I won't get it. So if I'm sticking with you this long, that means it's working.
I've had a couple of times where I thought I was going to get a cold or the flu or something. And then a day or two later, I'm fine. I never really got sick the whole time that I've been taking Balance of Nature. So it's keeping me healthy. So I'm just going to continue it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Are you able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, without having to check in with anyone? Or are you stuck in a job, business, relationship, or marriage where you can't do what you want, where you're pretty much a glorified prisoner? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income under a flexible schedule and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We want to hear from you. What's on your mind? What topics interest you? We've been talking about Stellar Lumens and Keybase being involved. That's an online encrypted chat program.
Yeah, they partnered up.
Identity sort of management, a way to prove you are who you are, and they did a what's called in the crypto world an airdrop. They're giving away a bunch of free money, and we like money.
Well, when I heard the news about this, and I do have a somewhat brief story from Forbes on this, when I heard the news, I was pretty excited about it because I think it was, 2 years ago maybe, Chris, that you had introduced Keybase. I think you were the one that turned me onto it.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, there's this cool thing where, you know, you can have all this identity stuff verified and prove that you are who you say you are, and you can connect with other people, and it's encrypted, and we didn't mention that it's open source.
Yep.
It's also decentralized, so there's not, you know, one central point of failure with this.
And well, there is a central server to it, but it's decentralized from the user's point of view in that you can use different devices for backup.
Ooh, so it would not continue if the central server was shut down?
I don't think so. I think you would have to, because somebody has to be at keybase.com listening.
.io. I guess this
or keybase.io.
Okay.
Right.
See, I don't know enough about exactly how the back end of this is set up, but it seemed like a really good way to, you know, have an encrypted chat service that didn't rely on, let's say, like Signal, where Signal's an app for your smartphone that will encrypt your chats, but Signal's based on a phone number, and you know, if you don't have the same phone number anymore, then or further, if you're using phone numbers, there's problems with people can spoof those, and there's some issues with Signal. So it seemed like another really viable alternative. But one of the problems with the encrypted chat apps in general is the more secure they are, the more unfriendly they are as far as users are concerned. Mm-hmm. So we had a chat app that we were using called Riot, which is based on the Matrix protocol.
Yep.
For a time. And we did manage to recruit a few of the activists in the area to use that platform for, I would say, most of a year. It kind of had some legs underneath it, but then it didn't really stay popular. People sort of never really took to it in any significant way, and that's because the app was constantly bugging for key checking. It was constantly bugging the user. Oh, do you know this person? You need to make sure you verify. And then whenever you join a room, it would yell at you about it wasn't it wasn't secure or whatever. It was just constantly annoying.
Or half your text, anything you'd type, half of it wouldn't be legible to anybody who
or you couldn't read it. One device or another, and it was just a mess.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, you know, this might be a good way to, you know, get an encrypted chat room going, but we kind of installed it and it never really went anywhere. So, but when they announced this about this massive cryptocurrency giveaway where they're giving away apparently about $124 million worth of cryptocurrency to Keybase users, I thought, well, that's worth talking about.
Yep.
That's worth telling somebody about. If they're actually going to pay people to try out their software, that's a pretty cool idea. Like, hey, you try our software, we'll give you some free crypto.
Yep.
That's cool. Yeah.
And the thing to understand, you were talking about the market cap of Stellar Lumens.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's really not a good measure of the liquidity in the Stellar ecosystem, because Lumens are basically used to pay fees. And that's pretty much all they're good for, is to pay the transaction fees when things travel across the Stellar network. But what
Which
they really push is stable coins.
Well, yeah, we haven't talked about what Stellar actually does differently than cryptocurrency.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, that's what I was starting to talk about.
Yeah,
that
was, he'd ask me to, and you can do it better than I.
Introduce. So the Stellar ecosystem is better looked at as a market than a coin. And the Stellar Lumen operates as a utility token within that ecosystem. But the thing that they really
are stressing are stable coins. Okay? So basically, you can build very easily a Stellar token, just like you do with Bitcoin Cash or Ethereum.
There's like 25,000 of these things already.
Yeah. And so, and each of them is backed, each of them has two attributes, basically. It's got a denomination or a unit, and it's got an issuer. Okay?
So 1 ounce of silver.
So you would have one. If the Church of the Invisible Hand had a pile of silver sitting in the house, then we could issue a token that has an issuer, Church of the Invisible Hand, and a denomination of silver, or 1 ounce of silver. And basically, I could then spend those to anybody who trusted the Church of the Invisible Hand as a institution. Okay. And what they're trusting me for is that if they give me this token back, I'll give them a physical ounce of silver, okay?
Or a dollar, or a gold.
The same is true. Same is true for a dollar,
a yen.
For gold, for yen. So then, if I'm sending money to my friend in Japan, all I do is I say, yeah, I want to send this many dollars to him, or I want to send this many ounces of silver, more likely for me, but I want him to get it in yen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what it'll do is you can put out on the network announcements that you want to buy a particular thing at a particular price. So basically, when I send this order out to, say, Roger in Japan, I guess I'd pay him in Bitcoin Cash. But
you can do it with other cryptos, too. There's other
cryptos. You can do it with other cryptos. Right. You can do it with Bitcoin. It's probably cheaper to sell.
But in this case, you're sending a Bitcoin token over the Stellar blockchain. The person on the other end receives this token that's worth a Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin or whatever, and then they turn that in somewhere else, right, to whoever the issuer of the token
was? They can return it to the issuer, or they can just hold it and spend
it. Or send it along to somebody else.
Yeah, send it along to somebody else. And so
more of a conduit. It acts as a conduit. It allows commerce.
Instant exchanges between currencies globally without having to go through the old banking system. And now this is built into the Keybase wallet.
So we tested
this last night. I sent nobody one U.S. dollar of what's called an Anchor USD, because there's a bunch of these.
Yeah.
There's more than one USD token on here. And so you've got $1 in this USD token that exists on the Stellar blockchain. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating.
But any fees were paid in lumens,
correct,
actual coin.
And there was a very small fee. It was basically about 2 cents worth of lumens to send the transaction. I suspect that fee would be about the same no matter how many dollars I sent, but we didn't try more than one.
Yeah. So, and it's a trading platform. It's a futures platform. If you think silver's going to surge, trade your gold tokens for silver tokens.
This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling reporters on the White House lawn he should have a decision next week about the person he wants to be his national security advisor, replacing John Bolton. Now, the president says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo taking on this role until the job is filled. The president says he's got a deep bench of candidates.
He likes the idea of having somebody in there with him, and I do too. I think that we'll have an answer for you. We have 15 candidates. Everybody wants it badly, as you can imagine, and we'll probably next week sometime make that decision.
Turning now to the Democrats, the 10 men and women who want to be president debating for a third time. The event at Texas Southern University in Houston. It's being sponsored by ABC News and Univision, and former Vice President Joe Biden ahead in all of the latest polls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll free number. 855-450-3733. You can also contact us with Discord. Discord is a very cool app. With Discord, you can load up the app, you can use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, contact the show, and you will be, quote-unquote, on the air. And the big thing is the quality is better than most phone lines. It sounds 10 times better than people who call in on a home phone or from their cell phone. It's pretty amazing. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Stellar and this deal they've got working with Keybase, which is a sort of an identity provider. They ensure you are who you say you are.
It also offers chat.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't do a whole lot. I think there's a file distribution system. I don't know if it's distributed or how they handle that. But files, chat, secure groups. But you get to, you're pretty certain of the people that you're dealing with because they can verify in various different ways who they are. And now they're teaming up with the folks over at Stellar to give away 2 billion of their Stellar Lumen tokens, which amounts right now to about $124 million worth of crypto. Now, it's not all being done at once. They did one giveaway this week. to basically everybody who already had a Keybase account. Mm-hmm. And then anybody else who opts into the giveaway at this point will get the giveaways every month until they decide to stop, I guess. So for some several amounts of months, they're going to be doing this to incentivize people to, you know, get one of these accounts. And I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. Benjamin Pierce over at Forbes.com has a little piece about it. If you want to, I can share that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
So he says, while Ripple, one of the most sizable blockchain and cryptocurrency companies, has been selling off its XRP asset holdings, valued in the hundreds of millions of dollars, its co-founder is blazing a different trail at his present operation. After leaving Ripple several years ago, and you mentioned this in the history when we discussed it earlier, so the co-founder of Ripple, Jed McCaleb, went on to co-found Stellar in 2014, which has a similar crypto asset named XLM. That's the Lumen. As chatter circulates regarding the status of many crypto assets, such as Stellar's XLM and Ripple's XRP, as potentially unregulated securities, Stellar has decided to give away roughly $124 million worth of XLM, seemingly contrasting Ripple's sell-off. Today, Stellar announced a massive giveaway, this was a few days ago, in cooperation with Keybase, a group messaging community and file transfer hub. Stellar Development Foundation CEO Danelle Dixon said in an interview, quote, in partnership with Keybase, today Stellar unveiled its largest airdrop to date, she said. Further, she said, quote, Keybase, as a result of that, will be giving away up to 2 billion Stellar Lumens, or XLM, in the next 20 months. So almost 2 years this is going to be going on. She says, further, it's pretty exciting because it's to all of their Keybase users. Now, there are certain things that you have to do in order to sort of verify your accounts. You know, there's a couple things that you have to, hoops that you have to jump through if you want to get in on this, and that's because they don't want robots and scripts to start making right. fake accounts and just try right. to grab as much of this airdrop as possible. Today, Stellar announced a massive giveaway, and an airdrop is essentially just a way to disperse a crypto asset, sometimes for free, to various participants. In fact, when Stellar first came out, they got my attention. I forget who brought it to my attention, but actually, I think it was Michael Yao, who's one of our listeners, where anyone who had Bitcoin was given a certain amount of Stellar. If all they had to do was prove that they were the owners of the Bitcoin, and you do this through the Bitcoin full node wallet where you sign statements, you like use your signing key or whatever to use your key, your private key to sign, prove. And so they actually sort of did an initial very, very large airdrop of Stellar. So this isn't something new for Stellar. Going on, if done in tandem with certain regulatory and compliance measures while utilizing proper licensing, an airdrop may ease U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission concerns, according to details from a CoinDesk story.
Of course.
The situation may, however, still depend on proper registration of assets as securities, if necessary, as well as certain disclosures, as noted in some case, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry. Every cryptocurrency out there, the government takes the immediate, their immediate position is this is a security, therefore the SEC must regulate it. It puts the responsibility on anybody who issues any kind of cryptocurrency to then prove that no, it's not a security, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's valued at over just 6 cents per Stellar Lumen at the time of the writing.
Well, let me point out the other reason that's more important that it's ridiculous, which is the Constitution grants the federal government absolutely no authority to regulate securities in any way. It's just not there.
Details. I'll look that up. I think I saw that today. I was reading the Constitution trying to find out about the government regulating vaping. I think it said for cryptocurrency security tokens, see Article 39.
So, according to the piece here at Forbes, they again interviewing the CEO there, Dixon referred to the Stellar Foundation's values as far as the reasons for the giveaway. She said, quote, I think that has to do with who we are as a foundation. SDF, which is the Stellar Development Foundation, was founded in 2014 as a nonprofit, non-stock entity, she explained. She said further, our focus is global financial inclusion using blockchain and other technologies, focusing on the unbanked. And so from our standpoint, what this kind of thing does as an airdrop is it actually brings more attention to the ability for technologies like this to be able to effectuate nicely, cleanly, and efficiently cross-border transactions to help the unbanked and others out there in the world. Now, I have to say, I like this vision.
It's a thing of beauty, isn't it? That's what got me so excited about this.
Right. So, and it's one of the things that originally was exciting to me about Bitcoin back in the day was that this was a thing that could put access to money and financial services into the hands of, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions of people living in areas of the world, you know, the darkest depths of Africa, for instance, where banking services aren't really a thing, and if they are, you can't get them unless you are one of the wealthier members of that society.
Right.
And so these people are completely excluded from things that many of us take for granted. And, of course, there's many unbanked in the United States as well. I think it's like 7% or more of the U.S. population is unbanked. So they don't have access to checks. They don't have access to credit cards. They don't have access to, you know, to any of the things that many of us use on a regular basis.
And more importantly, they don't have access to markets where they can sell their products. I mean, that's the big thing. You've got to have a way to transact across borders in a global economy.
But one of the things about the original Bitcoin, which is no longer true about it, is that in the old days of Bitcoin BTC, you could send a Bitcoin transaction for a fraction of a penny, or, you know, not much. And that meant that somebody in Africa who's maybe earning a dollar a week or something like that would be able to get into the world of cryptocurrency, and it wouldn't be a big burden. When the cost to send a Bitcoin transaction is 20 cents or $2 or whatever, because now it's ridiculously
high. Yeah, that's going to shut it completely out of the third world.
It cuts out billions of potential users, and it was that was one of the reasons why I was so sad to see what happened to Bitcoin's fees. So now you've got Stellar.
BTC, to me, is a joke. It's never going to be what it was. I don't want any part of it because they're not interested in serving the world. They're interested in serving themselves.
Not everything is placed on this earth to serve the world.
But it was originally.
That was an original view. But
the thing is, it's a service business that trades in its own stock is what it is. And it doesn't want more customers. It doesn't want more capacity.
It's basically told their customers
to be gold, and it's not gold because you can't melt it down and make a belt buckle out
of it. So now we have alternatives to it, and Stellar is picking up the ball on this, and I'm excited about it.
And they're going to do things, and there's always going to be somebody who successfully does that. BTC is really more a store of value anymore. That's the reality.
But what's the value that it stores?
$855, $453.
And survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's
That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit gcnlife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number. And if you hurry and call, you can get on the air. We still have some phone lines available, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about Stellar Lumens. Stellar, which is a cryptocurrency, the actual token is called a Lumen. And if you are a Keybase member, if you've downloaded Keybase.io's app, you could get some. And they've got some rules, so if you run out there and load the account right now, you might not get it today, but maybe you'll be in for next month.
Next month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing a once a month for at least the next, apparently, 20 months is the plan.
And Stellar is a pretty cool way, it sounds like to me, and I haven't done as much research as nobody has, but it sounds like it's going to, it has
nobody's
the
opportunity. Done as much research as I have.
It has the ability to facilitate transactions globally, not unlike a lot of other cryptocurrency, but it's doing it in a different way. It has a common utility token in the Lumen itself so that you can really transfer anything over its blockchain.
Gold, silver, dollars, yen, you name it, whatever asset we're talking about here. Right now, according to keybase.io/airdrop, which is where you can go to learn more about this, apparently almost 60,000 people have now registered for the next airdrop. So these 60,000 people are saying, I want some free Stellar. They've gone in, they've opted into this, and right now that means that about 1,672 lumens will go to each one of those, presuming no one else signs up between now and the next airdrop, and certainly more people will. And right now that's worth about $100. If you know, if it were to stay static. Now, when I first looked at this number a few days ago, it was 2,000 signed up, so it's now 60,000. So, and this is what they want, right? People are going to get into this. They're going to sign up for it. And over at Forbes, they've got a little piece that, where they interviewed the one of the, I guess, the CEO, I think it was. Yeah, CEO of the Stellar Development Foundation, Donnell Dixon, who says that their goal is, or their focus is global financial inclusion using blockchain and other technologies, focusing on the unbanked. They want to make it so that anybody, anywhere, as long as they have the internet access, which is becoming much more prevalent, even in, you know, underdeveloped areas, that they will be able to send not just their own currency of U.S. dollar or whatever it is, not just crypto, but, you know, all these different tokens. I can decide I want nobody here in the studio to receive dollars, or I want you to receive rupees, or I want you to receive yen or gold or silver, and I can send that using the Stellar tokens over the Stellar blockchain, and it's pretty slick. And this Keybase app now has this built into it as a feature of the app, which I think is one of the neatest features that the app now has. Stellar's giveaway, according to Forbes, appears slightly different than the situation at Ripple, which is their kind of their main competition. Ripple has a similar concept of these, you know, interchanging currencies over a blockchain, but they focus only on banks using this. Ripple is is a corporation that is, you know, a for-profit company. Stellar is a non-profit organization. Ripple wants to help the banks, and I think that's great. I mean, the banks need help, so good for Ripple.
Well, the banks get bailed out plenty.
But it's a totally different vision for what they're doing. Apparently, Ripple has actually sold off as much as $890 million worth of their own token, XRP, the Ripple. Their second quarter reports revealed the company sold almost $170 million worth of it in quarter one of this year and another $251 million worth in quarter two. What does that tell you? Why are they selling off their own currency like that?
Ripple.
Well,
they
mean,
can do it
they
to
want
increase
it to be, they want it to be used, but they want money.
Right. It's sort of like doing a just selling stocks. But they claim that they're not a security token, so they shouldn't be regulated like, you know, regular securities. Which I find sort of talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say regular securities shouldn't be regulated either. And people will say, well, they won't be perfectly trustworthy if they're not regulated. Well, they're not perfectly trustworthy now.
They are.
Look into what you're doing and find trustworthy things.
No, are you insinuating that a fine company like Enron wasn't trustworthy? I mean, they were
regulated.
SEC-approved security. I mean, that's pretty clear. That shows you what that's worth.
Over the past 2 years or so, the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, has been peering into the formerly largely unregulated crypto and blockchain space. Much uncertainty still exists in terms of which crypto assets might officially be deemed as securities by the governing body. And as of now, Bitcoin seems to be off the hook, labeled as a commodity, although the waters may still be murky for other assets, such as XLM and XRP, or Lumens and Ripple. Playing the role of a skeptic, one might question whether or not this giveaway by Stellar could avoid or help them avoid the SEC concerns that the Lumen might be a security. The CEO responded saying, quote, We don't even have that as a thought process for us. We've been giving away Lumens ever since our inception in 2014. So from our standpoint, the giving away of the XLM or the Lumen is our mandate, and it's one of the things that was originally set up with respect to the mission and how the organization was going to make its mark on the world. We maintain and support the development of the code base for the Stellar Network, and in order to bring attention and focus and education to the Stellar Network and blockchain technology, this is a great way to be able to do that. Our focus is on that part versus anything else that might have been. We're not doing anything for any regulatory piece.
Yeah, and, you know, whether things are a utility or a commodity or a security, there's this thing called the Howey test. This came from a lawsuit that the Supreme Court heard.
You're a Howey.
It was basically four questions that you would ask and say that, you know, this may be a security. And these are the four Howey questions to determine if something is a question. First, they want a description of the company's properties and business purpose. Second, a description of the securities being offered. What are you offering to people? Information about the company's management, financial. That's not the test. That's not it. Here it is. Is it an investment of money? Does it require an investment of money?
No, they're giving it away.
Right. Two, there is an expectation.
Does it have to pass all four?
Has to pass all four.
It already doesn't pass it.
Right. Two, there is an expectation of profits from the investment.
No, because they're giving it away, it's expected to actually go down in value.
Number three.
The lumen is not going to moon. That's not what it's for.
Number three, the investment of money is in a central, is in a common enterprise. Somebody's controlling it, in other words, and that's the answer is no. And quote, or number four would be any profit coming from the efforts of a promoter or third party. Would
I'm not even sure how that would apply.
Yeah, I know. Would promotion cause the price to potentially come up? Yeah. any profit comes from the efforts of a promoter or third party. So that's the Howey test.
In terms of XLM as a potential security, Dixon said Stellar will, quote, work with regulatory bodies on the topic of XLM, but also added they aren't, quote, worried. She says further, we'll work with regulators to the extent we need to on all these issues. I'm not concerned about the way that we manage. We don't actually focus on lumens for any other purpose than other than to effectuate the network and to bring good to the network and good to the world. She also added that Stellar has conducted outreach to regulatory players for discussion about the technology. So they're just like, yeah, we're not worried. We know about this test, and
we're not
going to be considered a security. Mm-hmm. Keybase, so again, this is a partnership, right? So you've got Stellar, which is the crypto aspect, and then Keybase, which is the program that is implementing it.
I should point out the open source program.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. And you were actually doing a little bit of research during one of the breaks, and you determined that somebody could operate a competing Keybase server or whatever because it is open source.
It is open source. Yeah.
So if Keybase goes out of business, this could continue.
They consider Keybase a protocol as opposed to a company or anything like that.
Oh, interesting. I have seen there's a Keybase URL. Probably a distributed Keybase needs to be developed because that is its one weakness, but it could be worked around.
Keybase is a free group messaging community and file transfer hub touting encryption for user protection. Their founders also built two other successful endeavors, SparkNotes and OkCupid, which is one of the most popular dating sites out there. They partnered up back in 2018, said a spokesperson, and then this year Keybase detailed its platform's integration with Lumens in a blog post. Essentially, using cryptocurrencies can appear complicated, sending assets to addresses composed of long strings of letters and numbers. Well, this gets rid of that. You don't need to know somebody's lengthy address, you just need to know their username.
Right.
And you can send them whatever asset you want to. It's brilliant. I'm a huge fan of what they're doing here.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Keybase.io/airdrop. Go there and check that out.
Absolutely. That's all the time we have for tonight, but don't worry, tomorrow night we'll be back. New hosts, new topics, and new phone calls from people like you. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.